With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll discuss a number of items this week in his talks with President Trump in Washington.
Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further and for the better. I believe that we can strengthen security, broaden the circle of peace, and achieve a remarkable era of peace through strength.
The two leaders will be meeting Tuesday at the White House. Secretary of State Marco Rubio telling Panama's president in a face-to-face meeting that the Central American ally must reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal, or the Trump administration will, quote, take the measures necessary to do so. Rubio on his first foreign trip as America's top diplomat. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump's approval ratings on the rise. Bernie Bennett has the story.
Whereas Musson Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40%, with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Gerber recalling edible sticks meant to ease teething pain because of a possible choking hazard. Company says it's discontinuing the brand Soothe and Chew. It adds customers who bought the stick should return them to stores where they were purchased for a full refund. This is SRN News. Well, Pepsi making some big changes.
The giant soft drink maker, which also owns such brands as Quaker Oats, Doritos, and Rice-A-Roni, says it's adopting a, quote, viewpoint-neutral advertising policy with respect to political or religious status or views. Pressure had been mounting among shareholders for the company to quit the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, a left-wing group that pushes big corporations to support the LGBT agenda and steer away from anything conservative or Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new Justice Department leadership eliminating Biden administration policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life protesters. Now, the department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting significant factors. This is SRN News. The Mona Lisa is going to have a room all by herself at the Louvre.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris, where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The initiative is much needed. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities, prone to water leaks and other damage. Macron said the renovations will include a new entrance and new underground rooms. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Japan launching a navigation satellite on its flagship H-3 rocket as the country seeks to have a precise positioning system of its own. H-3 rocket carried the Mike Bike 6 successfully, lifting off Sunday from a southwestern Japanese island. More details at srnnews.com.